Recorded Books presents King of the Wind by Marguerite Henry, narrated by Davina Porter.
The Great Sun. The morning fog had lifted, giving way to a clear day. Nearly all the people of Windsor, Ontario, and thousands of visitors were surging into Kenilworth Park, filling the stands and overflowing to the infield. It was the greatest crowd ever to attend a race in Canada, for this was the day of the match race between Man-O-War, the great American horse, and Sir Barton, the pride of Canada. Bands were playing, first an American air, then a Canadian air. Flags of both countries draped the grandstand and fluttered against the sky. Under a covered paddock, Man-O-War, affectionately known as Big Red, was being saddled for his 21st race. As the trainer was about to tighten the girth strap, he turned to the jockey at his elbow. "Let Red run his own race," he said. "Don't hold him in." The freckle-faced jockey nodded. He looked over at the clock. In exactly 20 minutes, Man-O-War would meet Sir Barton, the horse that had won the Kentucky Derby, the Preakness, the Belmont, in 1 year. Sir Barton was a Triple Crown champion, a horse to be reckoned with. The trainer finished his careful check of saddle cloths and weight pads and signalled to the jockey, who swung up on Man-O-War. He had 10 minutes to walk him around the saddling ring, 10 minutes to calm him down. Without this ritual, Big Red was as unruly as a colt.